God, why did this happen? Why has this happened to me? Why has this happened? How is he doing?
I'm sorry, sir. If I'm not mistaken, he's dead.
No, 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 no! Don't say that! No! I'll take him to the hospital. There's still some hope!
There isn't. There isn't any, you know, sir. It's as though he's been dead for 100 years. If we take him to hospital like this, everybody will think you're a murderer.
I am not a murderer!
I know that, sir. But the police don't. A fight, wounds and spilt blood, a car crash and death. How do you want to prove you're not a murderer?
What can I do? What the hell should I do? You tell me. You tell me what I should do.
You have to get rid of him. We'll take him to a hospital and drop him off there. And then I'll call the emergency room to come and fetch him.
No.
I don't think you need to worry at all. No one will know anything about what happened tonight besides me and you.
God. God, please help me. God, what should I do? What the hell should I do?
So where?
The nightmare of that night tortured me every day. Out of fear that my mother would think I killed Habib and die from grief. Out of fear that two families would start to hate each other, I was forced to remain quiet and to keep it all inside myself. Delavar started blackmailing me. I didn't intend to do it. I was blamed for a murder that I didn't commit, but I still haven't forgiven myself for Habib's death. I still haven't forgiven myself.
Then what Delavar and Sahil said was true.
I went after Sahil and brought that video from him. After your talk with Delavar, the guy became really greedy. I spent whatever I had to in order to convince him to drag it to court. The witness that was supposed to be against me acquitted me forever of my crime. I didn't have to go to prison, but became a prisoner of my conscience. Now I'm ready. I'm ready for my punishment. Either turn me into the law, or kill me and get it over with. Why are you so quiet? Talk. Say something. Come slap me in my face. Maybe the weight of your hand will lessen the burden of my sin. Don't leave me alone, Behzad. Stand beside me. Forgive me, and I'll give you everything I have. Take over the factory and run it for yourself, whichever way you like. Whichever way. Just wash the sin from me and say you forgive your old uncle.
Behzad! Behzad! Behzad!
Negar! Hey, Manuchehr!
What is it, Aunt?
Please come here a minute.
But he... He got up and left.
Let them be alone for a while. It's better for both of them. Come inside. I'm serving dinner. Come on in.
Excuse me. Can I help?
No, thank you very much. You go upstairs too, darling.
Hello?
Oh.
What's happened, Mother?
What's happened?
That stupid kid doesn't know what he's saying. Drink some of this, Mother.
He said to us what we should have said to him.
But what the hell's wrong with him?
I wanted to clean up his room.
And?
He started yelling at me, asking what I was looking for. He thought I was looking for his drugs.
Mother dear, I told you 100 times that garbage belongs in the dump. That boy stayed here too long and has started to stink. Don't listen to
me.
What are you talking about? If he could have been straightened out, it would have happened by now.
He doesn't understand about respecting his elders. He just...
Here, Mother dear. Mom, please, I'm not in the mood. Mom. Agavan, hurry, call emergency. Tell him to send an ambulance. Hurry up now. Mother dear.
You're going to get it, Sina. You're going to get it. Just pray nothing happens to Mum. Otherwise, I'll bring this house down on your head. Hello, emergency. I need an ambulance right now.
Excuse me, ma'am. The doctor said she had to take some tests. Aren't they coming to write her prescription?
Yes, he's with another patient. He's coming.
I'll be right back.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Behzad. How are you?
I'm not that good.
What's happened?
Did you tell them about our marriage?
No, I couldn't.
I mean, I didn't get the chance.
Uh-huh. So why are you upset, then?
My uncle.
What about your uncle?
My uncle finally confessed to murdering my father.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He told me himself. Face to face. Of course, whether it's true or not. He says it was unintentional.
So what did you do then?
Nothing. I left the house. Where are you?
At the clinic. My mom's not feeling well.
Do you need my help?
If I did, would you come?
All right. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Goodbye, then.
Playing with your food, eat your dinner. Thinking about Behzad?
No, Mother.
Well, I'm concerned.
Father's come home.
They got back so soon.
Hello.
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 Oh, what's wrong with that girl?
Why did you come back so soon, Dad?
Did something happen?
It's all over with. I finally told that damn secret that's been eating me up for 20 years. Now I can breathe easily and sleep in peace.
What damn secret? What are you talking about?
About Habib. I was the cause of his death.
What the hell are you saying? Have you gone crazy? Habib died in an accident.
I was on the other end of that accident. Habib was hit by my car.
You mean to say that you killed Uncle Habib?
I didn't want to kill him. He jumped in front of the car. It was all an accident. A bitter and dark nightmare.
Mother, what happened, Mother? Mother.
Surul.
I'm about to choke. I can't breathe.
Are you all right?
Mother.
Go bring some sugar water.
Oh my. Oh my. What have you done, Esam? What have you done?
It was just an accident.
Oh, my.
I didn't want Habib to die.
Oh, my.
I even took him to hospital.
Oh, my.
But it was too late.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, my
God. Did you
say
these things to Behzad, too?
No.
I told Behzad so he can choose between forgiveness and revenge.
He might bring charges against you. You might end up in prison.
It's not important anymore. It'll be either one way or the other.
What about me? Aren't me and the children important? Why are you so selfish? Why do you only think about yourself? Aren't we human too?
Calm down, Mother.
How can I be calm, dear? Right now, Behzad and his family are full of hatred. They're full of fury. You think he'll forgo his father's blood?
Mother, it was not intentional.
Intentional or not, dear? He's guilty right now. His hands are covered in blood.
I've already paid for this unintentional sin. If there's any justice in God's system, which there is, I won't suffer. I won't suffer any more than this.
Let me help you.
You don't need to. I'll go myself, my darling.
So Behzad was right. I always felt that Dad was hiding a secret from us.
Oh, that is not true. That is not true. He's delusional. He's all mixed up. He's sick. Everyone knows it. He's delusional. It's not real. It's not real.
I don't think so, Mother. Tonight, Dad was calmer than he's ever been.
Oh, God.
I know you're here, Habib. I did what I needed to. I feel light and free. I wasted my life for 20 years for no reason. Fear of losing my good name and reputation had ruined me. I was selfish, or maybe just stupid.
Do you remember her son? The summer nights when we were kids on the roof. We'd tell Mom to lay out our blankets outside the mosquito net.
Yes, we'd look at the sky and search for our star. But before we could find them, we'd fall asleep.
My life was just like that. I couldn't find it, Hassan. Until your time comes to be with me. Search, and maybe you'll be able to find your star.
Hello, Father. You well? I know you're angry with me. You have the right. It's been a while that I haven't come to see you. But don't think it's because I don't care. No. I'd gone to dig up the past. For you. For the truth that had been buried for a lifetime. I'm just scared, Dad. I'm afraid that what I heard is very different from what really happened. I'm still full of doubt. Father, that's why I've come to you for help. Help me to see the truth like it's the light of day. I don't want to make a mistake, Dad. I don't want to stand up for no reason against the man who filled your empty place for most of my lifetime.
Come in, Mother. You'll get better. You'll get a lot of rest. Come.
Be careful that doesn't hit you in the eye.
Lie down, Mother dear.
I won't sleep.
You have to get some rest. Do you have the pills, Homa?
No, darling. They're in your purse. Lie down, Mother. Lie down, I'll go make you something to eat, okay?
I won't eat. I don't have an appetite, Homer.
You have to eat to get your strength.
I love you so much. Please don't put so much pressure on yourself. You'll get sick again.
I'll give up.
What is it?
What should we do about Cena's addiction?
We're not dead. We'll find a way to fix it. My darling, there's a way, I promise. You just get some rest. I'll get some water so you can take your pills.
You can tell a poor person's house from their fridge. There's nothing in it.
I've got a bit of money with me. I'll send Cena to do some shopping.
You won't give any money to Cena. He'll go and buy drugs with it.
I forgot. I'll go myself. Homer, dear, for God's sake, don't you cry too. We'll make him quit somehow.
I'm more worried about Mum. Didn't you hear? The doctor said a capillary might have burst in her brain. I'm scared, Agavan. I'm afraid something might happen to her.
Mom just has high blood pressure. And that's because of the things that have been happening that have upset her. I'll call and get her an appointment for an MRI. If, God forbid, there's something wrong with her, we'll get treated.
I wish we could somehow get some insurance for her. Medical treatment has become incredibly expensive.
Don't worry about it, darling. I'm not dead yet. No matter what it takes, I'll get the money together for it. Don't worry.
Forgive me, Agavan. I'm so sorry that I sometimes take out my loneliness. I take my loneliness out on you.
Come on, I never get upset at the things you say. You already know that.
I know you don't get upset. Give me that knife. I get upset myself. I get upset when I see that you've taken the burden of all the problems of all the people in this house all by yourself.
Let me put your mind at ease. If it weren't for your eyes and your sewing, I wouldn't be able to do all these things. One hand can't clap on its own.
I'm glad that I can rely on you.
I love you so much.
The day that you get married and leave this house, who knows what's going to happen to us anymore?
What a thing for you to say. Even if I get married, I'm still the girl of this house. Let me take the water so Mom can take her pills. Then I'll go do some shopping.
What about your work? You'll be late, won't you?
I'll call and tell them I'll be in late.
How's she doing?
How do you expect her to be doing? After hearing that news, she's just been moaning and crying. She has a right to, poor thing. Who would have thought that Dad was killed by his own brother, Bessard? When I think about it, it just drives me crazy.
I already told you, he said the accident wasn't intentional. Dad jumped in front of Uncle's car.
If it was unintentional, then why did he hide it all these years, Bessard?
He said he didn't want the two families to fall apart.
Anyways, what difference does it make? He killed him.
Soraya, dear, it doesn't really make any difference. There's no difference between orange and apple juice. Man, the guy's just going along his way and all of a sudden a cat jumps in front of him. Is the guy at fault or the animal?
What are you saying, Manucher?
Can't you just keep quiet?
Man, I'm just giving an example here. God forbid I'm not comparing the two. I swear on my life, sometimes I get so upset that my father died like that and we didn't even have a chance to have Habib's protective shadow watching over us.
I'm stuck at a crossroad. On one side, honoring my father. On the other, respecting a man that was like a father for us. What do you say I do?
I don't know, Bessard. I don't know. Should we bring charges after 20 years? Against someone that was like a father for us? Who taught us everything about life, Bessard? Our poor mother. She just can't believe it.
Believe what about you?
I don't know. You say it was an accident. So it must have been an accident. Mother, weren't you supposed to not get up? You have to get some rest.
I can't. I think all of us owe Bessard an apology. My child kept saying there was something suspicious about his uncle, but we didn't believe it. I've come to say you have my power. My power of attorney, son. If you decide not to forgive him, neither will I. If you forgive, so will I. But with a heavy heart.
His actions show that he's truly remorseful. Apparently the accident wasn't intentional. I say if you see fit, we should forgive him. Excuse me.
Let's go, Mother.
God bless you, Basadia. You managed the whole thing so well. I hadn't really seen the side of you before. You're really awesome. You're the man. Ebazad, dear. on Manucha's life, don't think I'm trying to take advantage of the situation. But Negar called last night and I saw she was on the verge of tears, so I asked her what was wrong. She said nothing. Everything at home's really messed up, and the situation of her father not being able to see was the last straw. She said Bahar's got her own problems and she's got studies. She can't keep driving him around, and they don't have any other close relatives that they can trust that also knows the ins and outs of the jobs. She begged me to take over for her. I said, Ms. Negar, how can you expect me to do such a thing in the middle of all of this? Allow me to consult with Bezard, then I'll let you know. Now, what do you think, brother?
Just do whatever you think is best.
Sure. You're a real man, brother. Oh, man. Hello there, Miss Negar.
You mean you haven't found any clues or leads about it yet?
We've arrested several people, but the thieves of your car weren't among them.
I see. Now, in your opinion, is there any hope?
Yes, otherwise why would we be here? Instead of these thoughts, go follow up on the insurance so that, God willing, you can get the money for it from the insurance.
But my insurance expired 2 months ago.
Oh, that's too bad. Why don't you renew it? Now you'll have to pay for it. Anyhow, we'll perform our duty. Don't you worry, if anything happens, we will inform you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Hemanisher, here's the key.
Thank you very much.
I won't say it again. Protect my dad's life. As if it were your own, please. Watch over him, all right?
Oh, please, don't you worry at all, Miss Negar. Uncle's a 1,000-year-old treasure, and I'm a protective snake. I'll keep circling around him so that no one with bad intentions can get within 100 paces of him. Hello, Uncle dear. Good morning to
you. Hello there, Manusha.
Allow me to help you here.
Thank you for accepting my offer.
Sir, please don't say that. I'm your servant. Please, now be a bit careful here. I apologize to you that it took 4 or 5 days. It's because it was a bit difficult to persuade your brother's family. Now, please allow me to open the door. This way. You get in. Just be careful. Well, with your permission, Miss Negar.
Just be very careful.
Don't you worry. I'll take him and bring him back without the least thing happening.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dad, goodbye.
Goodbye.
What was Manucher saying? They're not going to bring charges, are they?
Why would they bring charges? What happened wasn't intentional, Mother.
Intentional or not, darling. The fact that he hid it for 20 years means he's guilty.
No, Mother. Don't you worry. If they were going to press charges, then Manisha wouldn't have come to get Father, would he?
Oh, I don't know.
Mother, you had better call Uncle's wife today, please, Mom. See how they're doing. Or invite them to come to our house, please.
I don't feel well at all.
Mom, for Dad's sake, you'll have to do it.
No.
No, Mother dear, it's not right like this.
Turn it off.
Yes, sir. I don't really like this music either, sir. But, sir, traditional music is something else. Little by little, little by little, little by little, the drunkards start to...
Are you done?
Yes, sir.
What news of Bezard?
Bezard, sir? Oh, he's messed up. He's completely wrecked. So, no offense, but what did you tell him that night that got him so upset?
I told him he should distance himself from 2 things. From those who are jealous and nosy. The jealous want your downfall, and the nosy will sell out your secrets.
Well, I thank God every day that I'm not one of those. So you didn't say then, sir?
If there was something to say, he would have said it.
Oh, what to do? Sir Bezard isn't the same old Bezard anymore. He's withdrawn and secretive now. Now, let's forget about his bad attitude and sharp tongue, sir. But he's become really lazy and careless. He doesn't work or anything. He just hangs out with his buddies, keeps coming and going, doing some strange things. Too bad. Too bad he's not himself anymore. Otherwise, he would have made a good manager for your factory. Of course, thank God you don't even need such things. There are plenty of knowledgeable and capable people around you who can be both manager and your disciple.
People who talk too much don't really think enough. If you're going to be my driver, don't talk and just drive.
Sure, sir.
Bayzad?
Yes, I'll be right there. I'm washing my hands. Hello, Argavan.
Hello.
What's
going on?
Today I thought we'd have lunch together. I hope you like the food I got.
What's happened? Did you find your car?
No, ma'am. There's no news of the car.
Then that important news that you called and woke me up and told me to come here, what is it?
What can be more important than a husband missing his wife and having lunch with the two of us together?
Bayzad, don't tease me. I'm really tired. I was up all night watching over my mum. And right now, I have to take her for an MRI. I have an appointment.
How's she feeling?
She's better.
All right, so what are you waiting for? Let's have our lunch. I'll take you home myself. Come sit down.
But look, I won't be able to eat anything until I know what's going on. Tell me already.
All right, you're in such a rush. I'll tell you everything about what's going on right now. This is for you.
What's this?
This is a little gift to commemorate the end of our difficult days.
Let me see. Does this have anything to do with the dinner party that night?
It's not completely unrelated. I mean, if things keep going the way they're going, very soon our situation will become completely different.
Can you just tell me straightforward so I know what's happening?
Yeah, I've got a good job offer.
Well, from where?
From my uncle. I mean, he suggested that I go become the manager of the factory.
Well, and what about you? Did you accept it?
No, I mean, not yet. I act as standoffish, so he wouldn't think I'm in need of a job.
That's interesting. I didn't think you're such a forgiving person.
How come?
Last night, when you said your uncle confessed to murdering your father, I was worried you might do something to him. But no, it seems you're absolutely fine with it.
Yeah, he confessed it. But how can I say it? I mean, the story isn't the way I thought. In reality, it was an accident. I mean, it wasn't intentional.
A high fever ends very quickly. It's interesting. After that whole story of dragging him to court, all the coming and going, you've forgotten about your past very easily. Of course, it's not surprising. A knife doesn't cut its own handle.
Look, Agavan, no, it seems you didn't understand what I meant. I'm saying, why should I lose something that belongs to me, is my share, by acting stubborn? Anyhow, my father had a share in all those possessions. But, well, it was very important for me to know what you think, too.
Bayzad, dear, you've already made your decision. What do you care what I think?
You're starting to bother me, Argavan. Look, married life means a two-way compromise in every aspect. And you can be sure that without getting your approval, I won't do anything.
Look, Bayzad, speaking as your wife...
Well?
I don't want to get in the way of your progress. But as your attorney, I want to know exactly what your uncle told you. I can know that, right?
Yeah? Then very well, Miss Attorney. You start eating and I'll tell you everything in detail. Get started.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس‌هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه